Hello family, yeah, welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is building his character into your spirit. And the Bible reference is from Mark 11 verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Some people misunderstand our purpose for affirming God's word. When you told him, for example, to say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, do you think we are trying to make sinners talk as though they are saints? No, we are not making such declarations because we are trying to be what we are saying. Rather, we are stating spiritual truth, not facts, spiritual truth. Our confessions are based on what God already said about us in his word. He said whatever he said, so that we may boldly say the same thing in agreement with him. It's a spiritual law. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, for he has said, so that we may boldly say, hallelujah. Understand how this works. The word of God is God's material for building himself and his character into your spirit. First, you receive his nature, the new birth, but you still have your character. And because of that, some people are at loss as to how to reconcile the realities of the new creation life with their own character. But that's why the Bible tells us to renew our minds with the word of God. You meditate on the word. But first, you have to hear the word, accept and endorse it, and then confess it. When you confess the word of God, you create the character of God in your spirit so that you think like him. God, he gave us the written word for us to think upon. He knows that if you think the word, you talk the word. And if you talk the word, you walk the word. That's the principle of the kingdom. You are what you see. Therefore, keep confessing the word of God, and thus build his character into your spirit. Hallelujah. Further study, read Romans 10:9-10 and Mark 11:20-23. If you're taking the Bible in 1 year, Mark 14:1-26 and Numbers 24:25-26. If you're taking the Bible in 2 years, Acts 26:1-11 and Psalms 67:68. Hallelujah. Can you take the prayer after me? Building his character into your spirit. I keep saying this. As you keep building, it's only through the word of God, staying in the word, and also making time to pray and teaching other people about it. Please take the prayer after me. Dear Father, I thank you for giving me the word, the material for building your character into my spirit. Thank you for showing me the way to a life of continuous victory through my faith-filled confessions of the word. I reign triumphantly over all the negativities of life. In Jesus' name, amen.